Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge, and we'll be joined by Henrietta Berg. And we are bringing to you live the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we're having conversation tonight, health and wellness, and consistent with our theme for tonight. We have a theme of for the month, actually, is love. So we're going to get started, and we're going to have a couple of interesting topics for you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about organic gardens and basically taking care of yourself. But let's start out with what we normally start out with, which is the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is the 9th of March. Oh, wait a minute, the 9th. The 8th of the 7th of March, and above, north, south, east, west, above, below, within, and without. The Declaration of the International Black Summit, a moment of silence, please. Thank you. So tonight's show. Again, we've got a couple folks with us tonight. So that's Henrietta Berg. Hi, Henrietta. How you doing?
Hey, birthday man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well.
Good, good.
So we're going to start off tonight with why don't you hit us off with the current events. What's going to be the current events for tonight?
Well, you know, the current event for the African American, well, I won't say just for us, but for everyone, I will say is that Monique is, right now she's on the carpet, and she looks absolutely gorgeous in blue, and blue in the metaphysical community is for faith, and she has been nominated for an Oscar, so, you know, we're all just waiting patiently. And we'll be able to let you know how that pans out. It begins at 7:30, so 7:30 Central Time. So in about 30 minutes, because that's usually the first award that they give out. And so we'll keep you in touch with that. But it's just been a wonderful season, as we'll call it, a wonderful season for her, you know, as an individual, as an African-American woman, as a mother, as a wife, you know, as a comedian. And, you know, this is just her season. And, it's like everything she stepped into, or it's like she stepped into alignment, you know, with the divine. And everything that she's doing is just, it's wonderful. And it's inclusive, you know. Her talk show at night is just magnificent, and as there are those who criticize it because, it's like a party, you know, when it goes on. For me personally, I've learned so much about African Americans. I had no clue were doing the things that they were doing. She has people on her show that are just, you know, they're just magnificent African American people from all over the world who are doing wonderful, wonderful things. And if it wasn't for her, we would not know about it. You know, I wouldn't know that black people or African American people of African descent were actually creators of video games. You know, she has every kind of person on her show. So our current event tonight is to watch and see what they've decided, you know, what the Oscars have decided about her being the best actress. Of course, we've already decided, and she was nominated because of her role in Precious as the mother, the mentally ill mother, you know, and it's so important, you know, now that we talk about mental health, because there's so much that we need to know about it that we've never known about it, because we have always swept it under the rug and never really looked at it as an illness. We looked more at it as a curse, as a community. And so one of the things that Monique brought out tonight, because Barbara Walters did her last interview, and Monique was one of the people that she interviewed tonight along with Sandra Bullock. And it was really, really interesting, Glenn, because they talked about, she asked her about her marriage. This is, Monique has been married 3 times, and she finally married a friend. And this gentleman she's married to now, she's been friends with, she was 14 years old, and she's in her 40s now. And they have what is considered an open marriage, all right? An open marriage, and it's really, really interesting, and I'm really excited about this, because this is the love for us, Glenn, and so many of us are not in love, or we won't even allow ourselves to be in love for this one reason, and that one reason is that they were in a relationship previously, and one of the people cheated, that word cheated, which, you know, that's, I don't even get that. You know, to me, you cheat yourself. But they had an affair, or they had sex. Let's just break it down. One of the two had sex with someone other than the one they were committed to. And Monique, in her interview with Barbara, explained it would not be a reason for she and her husband to end their marriage, that it's sex, and of course, you are attracted to people outside of your marriage, and so it's just really, really interesting that that she brought that up, because it's like just right in alignment to what's going on. So, you know, Barbara Walters asked her, Glenn, can you, you know, have you had sex outside of your marriage? And she said, no, not this one. And and would she? Yes. You know, it would be okay if she did, and it would be okay if her husband did. And that would not be a reason for them to end their marriage, because they know who they are. Glenn, what do you feel about that?
Well, actually, you know, tonight's topic background for the month actually is love and health and wellness, and loving yourself is an important aspect of that, because there are things that you'll do to help yourself and love yourself that will, you know, help you to be better and to maintain your well-being. So it's you know, I applaud her for the courage that it takes to be in that and to admit that and to be mature enough to really handle that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
not everybody can handle that conversation. And
mm-hmm.
so for her to be that public about it you know, I want to really acknowledge her.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was great, and I think it brings up a great conversation as far as well-being is concerned, because there are so many people who are in committed relationships who would end it after, I don't care how many years it's been, they would end it for that reason. And there's a conversation we can have about that. One of the things that Monique said was that she said, we know who we are. She said, and when you know who you are and you grow into a relationship, things are different. You know, like that's not a reason to end it. And she said what she considers like cheating, for lack of a better term, is lying to one another. You know, she said, but when you're honest and upfront about things, it can, you know, it can always work. So I think that's great. This is the International Black Summit Talk Radio, and you're on with Glenn and Reverend Henrietta. And our conversation tonight is about love. This month, this entire month is about love. And we're talking about well-being and our current event is Monique, the actress, the comedian, being nominated for an Oscar, and hopefully we'll get that information to you before the show is over. We have a lot of, we have a couple. Say it again.
We have a couple of hands up in the out in the audience. I'm going to put them on.
Okay.
Caller 708-785. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Leslie Hunter. I met Reverend Henrietta Byrd this evening.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
Oh, good. I told Glenn about you. I was hoping that you would be able to call in.
Right.
Would you hang on, and we'll be at your segment in just a couple of minutes?
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much. But tell me, do you have a comment about the conversation we're having about open relationships? And do you, you know, tell, you know, like share, because it's always good to hear how people feel about it, because I think the more we talk about it, the more we'll really get to this word cheating is. Monique described it as lying to each other. She thought that was more, you know, that held more than actually having sex with someone outside of your relationship. How do you feel about that?
This is for me. This is for Ms. Hunter. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just came in on part of it. I didn't get all of what you all discussed. I believe that once you have that covenant, and you've made that covenant with your spouse, that you must honor that. You must honor that.
Okay.
I really believe that, and I do.
Okay.
Of course, with any relationship, there has to be honesty. It has to be, but it's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be deeper than just saying, I was honest with you about it. I believe it has to be a stronger commitment than that. But if one does fall, of course, you must be honest about it and try to get healing about it, about the whole situation. But yeah, but the commitment and the covenant, I take very seriously, and I think that all should do that once you make that covenant. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So let me ask you this. You speak of it as a covenant, and that sounds, there's something about that sounds different, like a covenant. Explain covenant, how you use that word, that term.
I mean, as an agreement or a promise to be with that person and that person alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so as an agreement. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. I'm going to come right back to you, and we're going to take this other caller, and then we're going to come back, and, you know, you can give us your information. This is a wonderful gentleman, but I won't go there yet. Let's take the other caller, if you would hold on, please.
Okay.
Go ahead. 347-787, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil Brothers. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
How you feel?
How you doing?
Peace, brothers and sisters. Well, what I think about Onika is very commendable, and I think as a relationship, you got to sit down and be honest and talk to that person. I think that's our problem, us as a people, and, you know, African descent. We don't communicate often. You gotta communicate. You gotta find out what's going on. If that person is the right one for you, you know, you just cannot just fall in like in a flying carpet and you think everything's okay. Being committed is constant work. It is. It's constant work because you know everybody change at times. But if you really love that person, you know you willing to make that sacrifice. You will make that sacrifice. It's not all about you no more. It's all about that person. Because I'm a firm believer in this, that, you know, God put y'all together, you should make it work. Or if you do not believe in that, you know, you could do something else. So, to me, commit to that person and communicating is very, very, very important.
You know, Jerry, you said something that I think is a key point, and that is that there is some work and there is some growth, and we as individuals don't stay the same. And so the relationship has to work. And so there are things that you have to grow together in relationship. So that's also very essential in being able to love oneself and love the other person. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you don't respect, honor yourself, then you can't do that for anybody else. So it actually starts with self-love, and because we're always growing and changing, that we stay in touch and grow together.
Yeah, because it's unfair when you grow a certain way of different ways, and your partner or your spouse don't do it. It makes it very hard. And that means that, and the one thing about love and commitment is self-generating. You get that word, keep on popping up. And because I finally realized that, like years ago, you got to self-generate yourself. If you don't self-generate yourself, if you're not willing to change, what makes you think you can bring something to the table with your mate? What makes you think that your mate can bring something to the table?
So how do you measure it, though? You know, how do you measure what you're giving and what they're giving? You know, I understand the communication and the constant communication, but how do you, you know, it appears to me that like there's a measurement there that you're speaking of, and how do you measure what one person is giving and what the other person is giving?
Unless
you totally trust me. You must totally trust, and actually not the other person, but it's God that you have to trust.
Yeah, of course.
That you have made the decision to be with the person who feels the way you are, you know, feels the way you feel. Because, you know, I don't know. It seems like that's something that has to take place up front, not afterwards.
No, that's what I'm saying. It takes place up front. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all about communicating and being straightforward. If you're not being straightforward with that person, what's the sense of being in a relationship? What's the sense of you loving yourself if you cannot be straightforward within yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to. It you got to be straightforward within yourself. You got to be honest within yourself. And that's when it comes down to it. And that's my point. And I'm just gonna get off this phone. So I can listen to this show because I'm eager to listen to the rest of it. But that's all I have to say. The last thing I just want to say, brother, sister, the one who listen, you gotta love yourself first. Listen to the show. Listen to the show. Very important. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks,
Jerry.
You're welcome. Peace.
Yeah. One of the things I want to speak to is that it love is unconditional. And if we begin to try to measure and evaluate how much the other person has put in, we're already in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly where I was with it. You know, I'm like, how do you measure, you know, if I'm giving as much as the other person?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, well, this is International Black Summer Talk Radio, and you're on with Glenn Greenwich out of New York, or in Boston. He's in Boston tonight, and you know, we're happy birthday, Glenn. I have to keep saying that. Glenn had a wonderful birthday celebration all over the United States, and so God bless you, Glenn, and many, many more. And I'm a co-host, Reverend Henrietta Byrd in Chicago, Illinois, and we have a wonderful, wonderful guest that I had the opportunity in hearing earlier today. You know, and you know, I always say God gives you exactly what you need when you need it. And we're talking about well-being tonight. That's our focus. And this gentleman is a poet. And he wrote a piece of work that is just dynamic that I hope he will share with us in a moment about healing. He has, well, I'll let him tell you, okay? I'll let him tell you so I don't take up all of his time. So, so right, the poet, he wrote on the card, Leslie Hunter, the poet. And a poet he is. So, Leslie, welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. The poem that you heard this evening at the event that we were at, it's called Simmering Memory, and it's a poem about dealing with the pain of the past. Initially, when I wrote the poem, I was just remembering some things that had happened in my past and some things where I had been offended, where I had been hurt, where wrong had been done to me. And I was remembering it like it was, like it had just happened fresh that morning. There were some things that happened years ago, but it came back and it felt brand new. And I didn't know what to do with that anger, with that frustration. And I began to call out to God. And I believe that, like as it says in scriptures, if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, the door will be opened unto you. And I did just that through that poem. I was writing, seeking some healing, asking God to help me just get my feelings out. And that's what happened. I started to write, and God gave me my answer through what I was writing. It helped me to I don't want to give too much of the poem away before I do it for you, but but just gave me what I was looking for and gave me some insight into how to deal with it, how to put those kinds of things into perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were talking about mental illness earlier, about, you know, paying attention to it. One of the things that Monique expressed in this interview with Barbara Walters that she did was that Monique had been a victim of, you know, sexual abuse, and it was her brother for years. And she talked about what happened when she did the Tyler Perry movie, Precious, that it put her in tune with mental illness for the first time. She really understood her brother. Okay, and she understood mental illness. And so when you understand, when you can get to a cause, it's a lot easier to let things go or forgive. But sometimes when we don't have that, you know, we don't allow us to get to it because of judgment or whatever, you know, it's hard. And so what I loved about your piece was that it got to the crux of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you're ready, we're ready to hear you.
Okay. I'll do the poem, and then I guess we can discuss it after I'm done. But it starts like this. I recall many times being hurt, and the infection, the recollection makes things worse. The thought of being violated gets me steaming hot, and it's a permanent part of my memory, whether I like it or not. Now, I wish I could erase it or misplace it, but I can't, so I face it. And when I'm done, remember good things to chase it down as I swallow, but my belly feels hollow from a hole left by that pain I borrowed. Straight from the past, hurts worse than bad gas, a feeling that's killing me and it won't pass. It just lasts. Until at last I'm through with it, I let it go and don't care what happened and who did it. It's over, it's finished, can't fix it or mend it. Why stay here suspended, offended? Let's end it. So I send it back to its home from where it came. But that trip is short because that home is my brain. So the bitter residue of shame is baggage unclaimed, and I remain in the same pain unchanged. But I've got to get rid of it. but I keep it, so I must love it. I can't shove it, rise above it, and I can't help but think of it. You may sit there and wonder and ask me, what is it? It's that deep, dark tunnel I hate to revisit. It's that thing he did or that thing she said. It's that bad situation still stuck in my head. The time when I was ridiculed, laughed at, taunted, criticized, accused, misused, and unwanted, left out, put down, patronized, neglected, lied on, spied on, belittled, disrespected, intellectually, emotionally, mentally insulted, attacked, yes, and visibly, physically assaulted. This intense offense makes no sense. I'm convinced, and I can't help but hurt when I'm trespassed against. But I want to move on. I want to forgive, because pain in one's heart is no way to live, because hurt leads to hate, and hate equals danger. But it's hard to let go when there's justified anger. But let go I must if I choose to be free. If I don't let it go, it won't let go of me. But how do I do it? What makes me release it? How do I get rid of what he did and she said? When the pain has occurred, then it's stuck in existence. To survive, must I hide and live life in resistance? Always defensive, unsure, apprehensive, that life is not right. It's uptight and expensive to hide from my thoughts. Ignore what I know, to feel like a victim, but not let it show. And the person who did it, sometimes they don't get it. How can I show mercy when they can't admit it? Admit you were wrong. Now that just might please me. Own up to your fault, that would make my job easy. Forgiveness would flow. Then I could let it go, extinguish that burn, but it's still on their terms. What if they don't feel sorry? What if they don't fess up? What if they just don't care? Then I guess I'm just messed up, stuck in my anger, that painful position. So I've got to forgive without any conditions. Not based on their actions, their kindness, or hardness, but based on God's love, I will love them regardless, like Christ did for me. By his blood, I was bought. That's right, he died for my sin, though my sin was my fault. So now I'm forgiven for the times that I blew it. My debt has been paid because he chose to do it. And now from his mercy, I find myself free. I'll now give to others what God gave to me. The ones who have hurt me, I set free at last. And I'll leave all that nonsense and pain in my past. But if it comes back and stares me in my face, I'll tell it that grace has taken its place. I'm no longer trapped. I can live with new energy. Content with my thoughts, I have peace with my memory. Renewed in my mind, I can be more reflective. I remember those things, but with a brand new perspective. Now, doesn't mean they weren't wrong, because they were. That's the truth. But they can now be made right. And grace is my proof. See, the ones who have hurt me, I now see their need. And I'll look at each person as God looks at me. God looks with his love. With his love, I can see. And when I see as he does, then that makes me free. And that's my poem. Praise God.
Okay.
Very nice.
Everything.
Very nice.
You, A to Z, you covered everything.
Praise God.
Everything, everything in it, because you know when in the forgiveness work that I do, mm-hmm. you know if there's always and in the International Black Summit, there's always, Glenn, this deeper cut we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Let's take a deeper cut, and every time there's more and more and more. You know,
yes.
I just love it. I mean, what a great piece of work. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So much. And so, Glenn, you have something?
Well, it reminds me, we have a distinction in the summit called Trigger. And,
yeah.
And your poem, what it points to is that when we're in that trigger mode, you know, all we have access is to that hurt and that pain, and so there's something that's available when we notice ourselves being triggered, is that there's something else available, and your poem speaks to that, because it's about transcending that hurt and that pain.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was interesting was that you also in your poem put yourself in the other person's shoes so that you could get where they were coming from,
mm-hmm.
and they had an opinion about it, but it wasn't about their opinion or your opinion. It was really about transcending that through love, you know, by taking the first step and offering up. So that's that's definitely something that's consistent with the work that we do here at the International Black Summit, and noticing ourselves. You have elements of our distinction noticing, because you were noticing your feeling and what was going on at that time, and then you were able to make a choice to move forward. And that's the most powerful thing that we have in life, is the ability to move forward, to choose to move forward, and to accept things as they are, forgive whomever we need to forgive, and be big enough to take that on, regardless of the other person taking it on or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. A great piece. Great piece of work. Just a wonderful, wonderful piece of work. What are you doing? Like, tell us about your books and how people can contact you to order the books that you have, or they can also contact me, you know, or Glenn, you know, through the International Black Summit Talk Show.
To get
you know, work. Just send us an email if you're interested in, you know, purchasing your books. But tell us about your book, your signature piece. Can you start with that?
Okay, the signature, the one that I told you about when the pencil and pen.
Yes.
That poem, or you mean the one that I just done? The pencil and pen is my signature piece. It's a pretty popular piece, and it sort of starts off the same way. The one about forgiveness, the Simmering Memory poem. I just had an idea. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I just go forward in what, you know, this idea of a pen talking to a pencil. And what would a pen say to a pencil? You know, just having an imagination and just allowing them to talk while I record. I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, I just enjoyed. At one moment, I felt like I was orchestrating it, and then before I knew it, I was recording what they were, you know, the dialogue. It's a real cool story. But that's Pencil and Pen, the book that my first book I wrote is called Poetic Remedies of Healing, and that's where you can find Simmering Memory, the poem that I just did for you. It's in there with about 34 other poems, and most of my poetry centers around the whole idea of the gratitude, because that piece that I just did, my ability to forgive at this point, I think, largely stems from realizing that I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
That I've been forgiven, that I've fallen short, and God has given me grace, and just all the times that I didn't hit the mark, and then to just be overwhelmed by his love and to be overwhelmed by his grace fills me up, and I can't help but it just spills over, you know, how dare I hold that back, you know. And so a lot of those poems have that kind of a central theme, is just waking up and realizing that we are truly blessed, and that none of us may hit the mark. We've all fallen short. If we could hit the mark, Christ would not have had to die. But he died in our place for us and loves us anyway. Loves us anyway. And, I mean, if that's not a gift, I don't know what is. But from that, I mean, a lot of poems come, and a lot of, because it's all about healing. I think healing, because we hold on to so much. We hold on that this didn't go right, or this person said that, and I don't like the way this is going. Yeah, that's true. But if we take a moment and look and really see, God opens our eyes and we realize, wow, it could have been like that. And wow, look at where I'm at. And God, you still love me. And that's where I start. And from that gratitude, it just spills over into all kinds of topics and all kinds. I just want to share. When you get a good deal, you want to tell somebody about
that's
it.
Right,
you know,
that's
say,
right.
I went to the store. I got these shoes. It'll say, I got mine. You go. You need to go get yours. You just want to tell somebody about the good deal. And so that book just comes out of just wanting to tell somebody the good news. Tell them, man, you don't have to hurt like that. There's a God who loves and forgives, and I'm proof. Yeah, and so I did the poems. I've done them for a while, and people just said, do you have a copy of that, or do you have that? And that's what made me really say, well, let me get this thing in print, and I self-published, and that's how I got started. So there's a book of poetry, and then there's a CD, and then that one piece, Pencil and Pen, that signature piece that I talked about, and those are the three products, I guess you will, that I have.
Okay. And once again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Radio, and you're on with Glenn Greenidge in Boston, Massachusetts, and Henrietta Byrd in Chicago, Illinois. And we invite you to our website, blacksummit.org, so that you can just read the declaration and see where it is that you are in the declaration of the International Black Summit, as well as our annual event occurs the first weekend, the first full weekend in August this year, and it will be held in Baltimore, Maryland. And so we invite you to join us. You know, go on to blacksummit.org and fill out the registration form and join us in Baltimore. All are welcome. There is a prerequisite that is required, and you can, you know, let us know via the internet if you, you know, want a prerequisite in your area, if you want to go to one in another area, whatever it is. You'll find all that information on blacksummit.org. We are talking with a wonderful poet tonight, Leslie Hunter, who has written a book of poems for healing, for the purpose of healing. And the major part of our well-being is being able to let things go that we no longer need in our lives. And so, you know, so that we can be about our Father's business. We can be about the reason we were created. You know, we can be about that. And, you know, our topic for this month is love. And one of the major reasons that we are not loving unconditionally is because we have all of this judgment about things that have happened to us in the past. And so our poet tonight, our special guest, Leslie Hunter, has written several pieces of work that speak to that. 34, you said, you know, pieces of writings or poetry that you can find in a book. And if you're interested in this book, please contact us at talk show. Is it talk show at blacksummit.org, Glenn?
Yes, it is. Talk show at blacksummit.org.
Right. And then just, you know, let us know you are interested in purchasing the book, and we'll get the information out to you, because we're going to keep in close contact with Mr. Hunter from this day on. And he is interested in the International Black Summit, I might say. So we had a very brief meeting, but we covered a lot of ground in that few minutes that we spoke tonight. So thank you again, you know, for calling in.
My pleasure. Thank you
so
for
much. Amen. So much. And he's in Chicago, by the way. And, you know, like I said, we'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on. Our conversation earlier was about well-being and open marriages. We talked about open marriages. We're keeping an eye out to see if Monique, you know, how Monique does in the Oscars, because she's been nominated for her role in Precious. So that's our current event, you know, is about Monique as an African, as a contribution to the African-American community, and how wonderfully she is, how wonderful she's doing on her talk show by bringing people of African descent on that program and letting the world know what they're doing, you know, what they're up to, the things that they're contributing to us. And like I said, we're keeping an eye out, you know, and we'll let you know as the show moves on. So, Mr. Hunter, is there anything else you would like to share with our listening audience?
No, not in particular. I mean, it's my first time. So.
Yeah, right. And do come back. We're here every Sunday. Every Sunday, same time, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Great. Well, I definitely look forward to more chances to share and more chances to listen in and be a part of what you're doing. Also, I can give, if you like my email, I can give you that as well.
Please do.
Okay, my email is relentlessly, and that's relent, R-E-L-E-N-T, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, relentlessly, at comcast.net.
Say it one more time for us, please.
Okay. That's R-E-L-E-N-T, relent, Leslie, name, L-E-S-L-I-E, at comcast.net. So that's relentlessly at comcast.net.
I like that. I like that, like you like I Forgive For Me. I like that.
And if any, yeah, and if anyone as well as the station, but if they'd like to send me an email, or that's fine. I would love to hear.
Yeah, that's great.
To respond, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on our show. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you, and your work is just it is just earth set from heaven.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can hang on and listen, you know, listen to the rest of the show, and we're going to move into a summit moment right about now, and this is a time of the program where we share one of the magnificent experiences in the summit. The summit is we have an annual event every year, and it's a conversation that's held from. It begins on Thursday with opening ceremonies, and it continues throughout the weekend. And people from all over the world come, and we are in a conversation about transformation.
Okay.
And it is one of the best experiences in my life, as well as many, many others. So at this particular time in the program, what we do is we share one of the summit moments. And so Glenn is bringing it to us tonight. Glenn?
I'm actually going to choose the summit moment from New York City going to the second annual summit event in Highland Park, Michigan. And what we did is Byron Johns and Godfrey Drake got together and decided that wouldn't it be great if there was a busload of us going and we all took that trip together. And so we rented a bus and we got ourselves together and took a bus ride to the summit. And I got to tell you, we got to know each other on levels that we hadn't, we'd spent a lot of time, we knew each other before and all that, but there was something about this bus ride that we actually got a chance to sit and talk with each other and really engage ourselves deeply in this conversation of the International Black Summit, the conversation of who we were as individuals and partners, and we actually began to really solidify some of the goals and some of the visions that we had for our community here in New York as well as all over the country. And I tell you that those relationships are still heavily bonded, and we're still in touch with some of the folks. Lorraine was on that bus ride. We had, of course, Byron, and actually my daughter took that trip with us. And I tell you, it really speaks to who we are and the relationships we are. And given the conversation that we're talking about health and wellness, all of that is part of us being able to communicate and be able to speak to what's going on and to have committed listeners. That's all part of that whole summit bus ride experience that we had. So it was a wonderful event. It was a wonderful bonding event that stays with us today. Matter of fact, I was having a conversation with Byron, a quite lengthy conversation earlier today, with Byron and Oren, and so the relationships are still galvanized by who we are for each other and our visions combined.
That's great. That's great. You made me think about a bus ride that I took to go to the Million Women March. And it was like that, where those you know, the women that were on the bus, I will never forget those women. And it's interesting how you know, it's just interesting how we can the simple things are what brings us together. You know, a bus ride. You know, I was just thinking about you saying that, a bus ride. Just and but the time on that bus, you know, I remember that. I remember as we went east, because the Million Women March was in Philadelphia, and as we got closer and closer, like I remember the first stop we made might have been Cleveland, and when we drove into Cleveland, it was like buses from everywhere were in that same, you know, station. And we met people from all over, you know, just a great bonding experience. But once again, we invite everyone to join us so that you too can have this experience with people from all over the universe, you know, who come all over the globe to come and transform together. And we do that the first weekend in August, and this year it is in Baltimore. So we invite you to our website at blacksummit.org, and there you can register. We always ask that you take a look at the Declaration of Black Summit, and it's on our homepage. So as soon as you go to blacksummit.org, you'll be able to see it and read it and step into it. You know, you'll find yourself in that declaration in so many different ways and so many different places. And we want you to become a part of the International Black Summit by joining us in Baltimore. And again, there is a prerequisite that's required before you attend. And so we do have means to have those prerequisites happen in your area, or we'll let you know, and if you choose to travel to another area, that's available also.
Let me speak to this. Last weekend, we actually had a summit prerequisite in Baltimore, and the Baltimore team. The prerequisite is a 1-day event. It's $100. And what it is it gives you the information that you need to be in the summit conversation, because the summit is actually a conversation and it's an event. And the event, of course, is the annual event. The prerequisite is a standalone course, so you can actually do the prerequisite and leave that prerequisite with some tools to really support and empower yourself. And so we had one of those standalone courses in Baltimore, and the Baltimore team is going to be taking on several more, 2 to 3 more prerequisites between now and June. So if you're interested in finding out about it, as Henrietta said, certainly go to the website and inquire. We also are able to bring it to your particular community as well. So if you live in Virginia or Chicago or down south, Atlanta, we certainly have a body and groups of people that could actually lead that particular event in that particular locale. And that's something that you could set up, contact our registration prerequisite team, and you can find out what the requirements for making that happen. And I got to tell you, it's a very, very powerful event. It's a bonding event. It has the community look to see what are their visions and what are the things that are really up to being impacted in their particular locale. So I invite you to take a look at that and have some fun with it, because it's a real fun course, and it's it's an engaging course for sure.
Great. Thank you, Glenn. And once again, we're still celebrating Glenn's birthday, everybody. we celebrated with Glenn on Friday, and we had a great time at his party. And so we honored you, Glenn, and we salute you, and we you know, we each say God bless you and many, many more. Remember, we are here every Sunday. Every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And we also have to include Chukation now, who's in Japan. So it's about 13 hours and a day difference to where she is. So it's actually Monday, probably Monday morning. Yeah, early Monday morning there in Okinawa. And she's, you know, she's with us. She's part of our team, and you will hear Chukesha maybe next week. No, that's Clara and I are on next Sunday, and the following Sunday.
Tell them what the show is going to be about next week.
Oh, next week we're talking about relationships, and remember,
what?
this is the month of love, and we focus on love. Tonight is well-being. And next week is relationships. And so we have several couples who are going to call in and share with us, you know, some of the things that they experience and how they make their relationships work. And we'll also talk to people who are seeking to make their relationships work, you know, the things that they are challenged with. So it's going to be a great show. You know, please tune in next week, same time. And then we have what? Man of the Month and you.
No, actually the third week is going to be the Wealth Club.
Oh,
so,
the Wealth Club.
Jerry and I are going to be hosting the Wealth Club, and we're going to be having conversations in the theme of love, but also in wealth building. We had a great conversation last month around Black history, and we actually talked about some of the lesser-known Black millionaires that were around. And so we're going to create a pretty exciting thing for you this month. And the fourth weekend, we're going to have youth.
Yeah.
So we're going to have go ahead.
No, I was saying that's when we focus on the youth on the fourth Sunday. Right, there are five talk show hosts on this program. You will either hear Jerry Thomas out of Brooklyn, New York, Clara Lyons Devon, she's out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Chukesha is out of, Chukesha Showers, excuse me, she's out of Okinawa, Japan. And Glenn, who's your host tonight, and Henrietta out of Chicago. And so two of the five of us you'll hear every week. And, you know, we love doing this. We absolutely love bringing you the current events, International Black Summit style, the different tasks that we do. We have a ball preparing these things for you and looking for people like, you know, like, God, tell me who can be on the show, and then just running into this poet, Leslie Hunter. You know, we hold a space for you, the listeners. We want to bring you the best of everything that we can bring you, and then invite you to be with us in the month of August, that first weekend. So tune in to the International Black Summit show all the time. And remember, this show is archived, so you can go back and listen to it again and again and again, and you know, just get more and more of this good stuff we got going on here.
Well, Henrietta, before we've got about 6 minutes left, and I wanted to talk a little bit about organic gardens.
Okay.
This is the time of the year when if you're thinking about getting your garden, now's the time to begin to think about where you can place it, what the space. Are you going to buy some big pots to plant your garden in, or do you have an area that you want to begin to prepare to plant in? Because you want to be planting next month in April, or certainly no later than May. You want to get your plants in the ground. So if you if you're thinking about a garden, let's start having some conversations around that. And we'll actually have a show next month dedicated to a couple minutes to specifically the kinds of things that you can do to get your garden together. And you know, the interesting thing about gardens, you can grow vegetables or you can grow flowers. And both of them are very healing. You know, tonight we've been talking a lot about healing. And growing your own garden is a very much a way to calm your nerves, quiet your mind. There's something about having that earth in your hands and touching it and feeling it and allowing it and watching it grow and transform itself from a seed into a plant, into a flower or a vegetable that you can actually end up eating. So there's something very exciting about that. And, you know, again, this show is all about healing and, you know, health and well-being. And so tonight, as I said, that topic has been healing and loving oneself. And certainly the way to love other people is through healing and loving yourself.
Yeah. I'm loving this, and you know, and as like you said, like you heard Glenn say, as we move closer into the month of April, we'll be bringing you more and more tips on the organic garden. And you know, Glenn is our resident organic gardener, okay, and he knows all the healthy ways of eating and doing things. So that's something else you can always check in with the International Black Summit talk show host. And you know, find out tips about healthy eating. We do a lot of research about that, and we will be bringing that research to you as we move on. So many people are into that now. You know, we want to add that, you know, to our program so that, you know, if you have questions about it, that's something that you can always ask. And, you know, even if Glenn is not the host for that night, we'll contact him and have your questions answered. So feel free to, you know, key in and ask all your other friends that are into organic eating now to tune in to International Black Summit Talk Radio every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time and get some tips. So, Glenn, it's about that time, huh?
It certainly is. And I wanted to add that we all are members of the International Black Summit Network site. So it's an opportunity to talk in between shows. And certainly don't forget that we've got the Oxygen Room tonight.
That's right. I forgot.
The Oxygen Room number for tonight is area code 218-862-6420. And the access code is 797-4834. So let me repeat that. The number is 218-862-6420, and the access code is 797-4834 pound. So we're going to continue this conversation, and we invite you to have some conversations in that conference call. We're going to go into it a little bit more. We've got about a minute remaining, and so we don't want to cut the conversation. And if you didn't get a chance to share, certainly join us for that conversation in that space. Again, it's 1-862-6420, access 797-4834.
Go ahead, 4834,
that's correct.
Okay, 4834 pound. Okay, I just wanted to remind everybody about we're keeping a true list every morning at 6:15 a.m., and there's a number that you call. That number is 605-475-4850. Access code is 409564 pound. We do a Lenten lesson every morning, 30 minutes, 6:15 a.m. to 6:45. If you miss that, you can replay it at 605-475-4899, same access code, 409-564. So join us every morning, 6:15 Central Time, for keep, and we're keeping a true Lent, and learn, get some tools to work things out with. Okay?
Yeah, that's
well,
great. That's also part of taking care of your well-being.
That's right, our well-being, yeah. We're working it out, getting it out so we can manifest things by Easter Sunday. That's what we're working on every day, every day.
Very good. Excellent. Well,
all right.
This is the end of the show. All you listeners, thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating. Don't forget the Oxygen Room, 218-862-6420, 797-4834. We love you. We honor you. And we look forward to seeing you again.
Same here. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.